Hi guys, welcome to another episode of this podcast. This is your girl Kayla, and I am so excited to be talking to you today. Today's topic is about loneliness. It's about grasping a deeper connection with God and how he fills that void in our heart. Before we get into any more conversation about loneliness and what it all entails, I want us to jump to Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. So you are also complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority. Pause. Now, if you don't have your Bible, please get out your Bible. I want you to highlight this on the Bible app. Or if you have your paper Bible, kudos to you. That is so awesome. Highlight it. I know for me, I love color coding. So usually when like a scripture really speaks to me, I use my favorite color, which is yellow. Like I have to highlight it. And it's either yellow or orange that I have to highlight stuff in because I just love those colors. Anyways, that's not important. I want us to talk about verse 10 because it says you are complete through your union with Christ. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, our union with Christ. So earlier I mentioned connection and how God wants a connection with us. So what do I mean by that? I know for me and my best friend, we simply could be doing nothing extravagant by what other people would consider. We literally could just be sitting at the lake and talking for 2 hours about different things. There's always something new to talk about. I feel like I never run out of things to share. I never feel like there's this awkward silence. There's just always something new to discover about each other and asking each other different questions that, you know, nobody else would be able to ask because we're so close to each other that we have that mutual trust and respect. And we just feel, I guess, safety, you know, with each other. And that's how God is. God is so cool because he gives us, you know, I guess, earthly things that we can relate to with him. And I am just, when I spend time with God, it's like there's something new every time. And in the Bible, I feel like I've read certain chapters over and over. But I feel like as I've matured in my walk with Christ, there's something new. There's a new scripture that I haven't noticed the first few times. And it's just so amazing. So as I was sharing about a connection that we might have with a friend, God wants that mutual trust from us. He wants us to go to him with our issues, things that we've hidden from others that we haven't been vulnerable to share. And God longs for that. God longs for that companionship with him. He wants us to go to him for even the things that we consider small to us are so significant to God. And he wants a relationship with you. And I think this is so important to point out because with God, of course, we should be sharing what's going on in our lives and, you know, prayer requests, praise reports, but also we need to be good listeners. And when God wants to speak something into our heart, we need to be willing to listen to what he has to say, not just, I guess, us talking the whole time. And it's not, a relationship is a two-way street. We both need to be committed. And it would be weird if you had a friendship with somebody where you did all the talking and you asked them, I need you to be there for me when I'm going through something, but then you're never there for them. It needs to be a reciprocal thing. And nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. I know there's been times with God where I just felt like I was jamming whatever I was going through down his ear and just saying, God, I need this, God, I need that, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I have to check myself and be like, Kayla, a relationship is something that you have to be obedient to, listen to the other person, to listen to God. And there's things that God has spoken over me that I would have never known if I wouldn't have listened. And with loneliness, I want to ask you, whoever is listening to this, yes, earthly relationships are important and we desire them, whether it's with a best friend, boyfriend or girlfriend, or a family relationship. But I want to ask you, before you pursue any relationship, have you pursued God? Have you made him your number one priority in your life? Because in order to have complete union with Christ, you have to give your life to him. That's where our fullness is found. And I really want you to ask yourself, if am I feeling lonely because I've tried to pursue earthly relationships before God? And that's something that's convicting me right now. And I'm doing this podcast. That goes to show you that nobody's perfect. I don't care if you're 20 years in the Lord, a month in the Lord, or a day in the Lord. We all have things that we go through and we have to ask God to help us with. We're not perfect. And I've been there where I've placed earthly relationships over my Heavenly Father that cares so much about me, that raised me up when I was spiritually dead. And it even goes in verse 12. In Colossians chapter 2, for you were buried with Christ when you were baptized, and with him you were raised to new life because you trusted the mighty power of God who raised Christ from the dead. You were dead because of your sins and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Has your sinful nature, has it remained intact, or have you let God cut it away? Because when you do, God makes you alive with Christ, for he forgave all of our sins. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it on the cross. So, my question to you is, I'm trying to be serious and I slipped up. Do you need to give your life to Christ? Is this something that you want to make a priority? Because I promise you it will be worth it. And it will be the most fulfilling relationship you could ever have. But it has to be your decision. I can't make this for you. And God, of course, wants you to pursue him. And he wants you to fall in love with him. But you have to take that step. And you can right now. Because I'm going to pray with you and I want you to repeat after me. And if you pray this prayer, you will be part of the family of Christ and you will be my fellow brother or sister and you will have a Heavenly Father that cares so much about you. And I want you to know that he doesn't see you as something that's insignificant, but you're so important to him. You're so important. So, Father, right now, Lord, we love you. And I ask, Lord, that you would enter my heart. Be the one that I desire more than anything. Allow my heart to be open to you. Jesus, invade my heart. Be all that I could ever want. Come in and live inside of me. Remove sin that have kept me away from you and give me a new hope in you. God, help me to love you more than anything. I give my life to you completely. If you have repeated after me and said this prayer, I believe that you have been born again. Welcome to the family of Christ. I hope that through this journey, you will find the most unchangeable joy, unchangeable peace, and fulfilling future in Christ. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I will see you next time, friends. Bye.